Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar and Tehillah Maseches Chulin Daf Ein Dal, the fourth parak Behema Makasha.
The Zichu Maseches Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide.
So the three daps we're going to focus on are when Rav Hoshai inquired, Hoshit es yad lamei behema, if one inserted his hand into an animal's womb, v'shaka ben tesha chai, and shechted a nine-month live fetus, and the fetus was removed while the mother was alive, is the shechita valid? This question can be asked according to both opinions, Rebbein the Chachamim, regarding whether a ben bakua, a live fetus removed from a shechita mother, requires its own shechita. Although Rebbein says in the next Mishnah that a ben bakua requires its own shechita, and shechting it is effective, that may be only heked the yatzel avir ha'olam, where the fetus eventually emerged in the open air and became an independent entity, avo b'mei imo, but while it's still in its mother's womb, shechting the fetus may not permit it. On the other hand, although the Rebbein say that a ben bakuma normally does not require its own shechita, and shechting it is ineffective, perhaps Dal Siman Akshabe Rachmana, Hashem validated four pipes for shechting a ben bakuma, meaning that a Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed permitting a ben bakuma by shechting either its mother simanim or its own simanim. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a pregnant animal and finds in it an eight-month fetus, which is non-viable, or a dead nine-month fetus, Karu, all time agree, he may tear the fetus and eat it without shechita. However, he must remove its blood. If there was a nine-month live fetus in it, Rav Meir says it requires shechita and is subject to the prohibition of osel ves beno, shechting it and its offspring on the same day. The Chachamim say, shechitas imo mitaharto, that its mother shechita purifies it for consumption, and it does not require its own shechita. Rav Shimon Shazuri says that even if this fetus was 4 or 5 years old, and plowing in the field, it may be eaten without shechita. His opinion will be explained on the next daf. The Gemara adds that these Tanaim also disagree whether one may consume the Gidanasha and Chalev of the fetus whose mother was shechted. However, all agree having relations with it, the Horishbo, and plowing with it, with another species, it is considered a normal animal and forbidden. And point number three, the Gemara asks, Mal litos beben bakua? Can one redeem a firstborn donkey with a ben bakua? The Gemara clarifies that according to Rabbi Meir, that a ben bakua requires shechita, said ma'ayahu, it's a full-fledged lamb or kid, and certainly may be used to redeem a petah chamor. The question is relevant according to the Rabban who hold, its mother shechita permits its consumption without its own shechita. Do we say kibisu b'dikulahu, it's like meat in a pot, and may not be used for redeeming a petah chamor? Or do we say kevin de rahid ba'azo, rahid ba'asi, since it runs back and forth, se karina be, we call it a se, and it may be used for pidyon. Marzutta says one may not redeem with it. Ravashi says poding. Ravashi asks Marzutta that if his reason for disqualifying it is based on a gzera shava of seh seh from Karban Pesach, then he should likewise require an unblemished male within his first year. Marzutta replied that the repetitive tifteh tifteh, redeem validates any seh for redemption. Still, a ben bakua is excluded by the gzera shava from Karban Pesach. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Hoshai inquired, Hoshit es yad lamei behema. If one inserted his hand into an animal's womb, v'shachet ben tesha chai, and shechted a nine-month live fetus, and the fetus was removed while the mother was alive, is the shechita valid? This question can be asked according to both opinions, Rebbein the Chachamim, regarding whether a ben bakua, a live fetus removed from a shechted mother, requires its own shechita. Although Rebbein says in the next Mishnah that a ben bakua requires its own shechita, and shechting it is effective, that may be only heked the yatzel avir ha'olam, where the fetus eventually emerged in the open air and became an independent entity, avo b'mei imo, but while it's still in its mother's womb, shechting the fetus may not permit it. On the other hand, although the Rabban say that a ben bakuma normally does not require its own shechita, and shechting it is ineffective, perhaps Dal Siman Akshabe Rachmana, Hashem validated 4 pipes for shechting a ben bakuma, meaning that a Kodesh Baruch Hu allowed permitting a ben bakuma by shechting either its mother simanim or its own simanim. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one shechs a pregnant animal and finds in it an 8-month fetus, which is non-viable, or a dead 9-month fetus, Karu, all time agree, he may tear the fetus and eat it without shechita. However, he must remove its blood. If there was a 9-month live fetus in it, Rav Meir says it requires shechita and is subject to the prohibition of osel ves beno, shechting it and its offspring on the same day. The Chachamim say, shechitas imo mitaharto, that its mother shechita purifies it for consumption, and it does not require its own shechita. Rav Shimon Shazuri says that even if this fetus was 4 or 5 years old and plowing in the field, it may be eaten without shechita. His opinion will be explained on the next daf. The Gemara adds that these Tanaim also disagree whether one may consume the Gidanasha and Chalev of the fetus whose mother was Shechted. However, all agree having relations with it, the Horishbo, and plowing with it, with another species, it is considered a normal animal and forbidden. And point number 3, the Gemara asks, Mal litos beben pekua? Can one redeem a firstborn donkey with a ben pekua? The Gemara clarifies that according to Rabbi Meir, that a ben pekua requires shechita, se ma'al yehu, it's a full-fledged lamb or kid, and certainly may be used to redeem a petah chamor. The question is relevant according to the Rabban who hold, its mother shechita permits its consumption without its own shechita. Do we say kebisu b'dikulahu, it's like meat in a pot, and may not be used for redeeming a petah chamor? Or do we say kevin de rahid ba'azo, rahid ba'asi? Since it runs back and forth, se karina be, we call it a se, and it may be used for pidyon. Marzutta says one may not redeem with it. Ravashi says poding. Ravashi asks Marzutra that if his reason for disqualifying it is based on a gzera shava of seh seh from Karban Pesach, then he should likewise require an unblemished male within his first year. Marzutra replied that the repetitive tifteh tifteh, redeem validates any seh for redemption. Still, a ben pekua is excluded by the gzera shava from Karban Pesach. All right, so now we get our siman daf ein dalet, and our standard siman is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb were about to stop and eat a ben pekua for lunch without shechting it, when a man asked him to please let him use it to redeem his firstborn donkey. Once again, slow motion. The men on their way to witness, that must be one daf ein dalet, aid. The men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb, which reminds us, Rabbi Shai inquired, Hoshi is Yadu Lamei Behema. If one inserted his hand into an animal's womb, B'shachet Ben Tesha Chai, and shechted a 9-month live fetus, and the fetus was removed while the mother was alive, is the shechita valid? This question can be asked according to both opinions, Rabbi Meir and the Rabban, regarding whether a Ben Pekua, a live fetus removed from a shechted mother, requires its own shechita. So the men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb were about to stop and eat a ben pekua for lunch without shechting it, which reminds us, the Gemara brings machlokes about a ben pekua, whether the mother's shechita permits its fetus. If there was a 9-month live fetus, and Reb Meir says it requires shechita and is subject to the prohibition of osav es beno, shechting it and its offspring on the same day. The Chachamim say its mother's shechita purifies it for consumption and it does not require its own shechita. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri says that even if this fetus was 4 or 5 years old and plowing in the field, it may be eaten without shechita. So the men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb were about to stop and eat a ben pekua for lunch without shechting it, when a man asked him to please let him use it to redeem his firstborn donkey, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can redeem a firstborn donkey with a ben pekua. So once again, the men on their way to witness the amazing feat of someone shechting an animal while still in the womb were about to stop and eat a ben pekua for lunch without shechting it, when a man asked him to please let him use it to redeem his firstborn donkey. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara.
The eye doctor who invented a new pair of glasses that can see into the womb was measuring a limb that was mostly out in a half-emerged bechor and wondering if one can add the minority to consider it fully born, which reminds us, Rava asked, Halchu be'evarim achar arov, do they fall the majority regarding limbs or not? The Gemara explains Rav's inquiry is, kagon shiyatze chetzi b'rov aver, where half the Bechor emerged with the majority of a particular limb. And the question is, that minority of the limb which is inside, do we assign it to the majority of the limb, considering that entire limb born, which would result in the majority of the fetus being born, or not? So the eye doctor who invented a new pair of glasses that can see into the womb was measuring a limb that was mostly out in a half-emerged Bechor and wondering if one can add the minority to consider it fully born, when his assistant asked him for the glasses because he had many shilas on chatzitza regarding a Bechor being born, which reminds us, the Gemara asks a series of questions about chatzitzos in the birth of a Bechor, which is sanctified by passing through the womb. Rava asked, Krachum Basiv, if one wrapped the fetus in pombast or in his garment, does the chetzitza present the animal from gaining Bechor status? What if it was wrapped Bishulya Acheris, in the amniotic sac of another fetus? What if the woman wrapped that fetus in her hands and drew it out? Other shalas are asked. So the eye doctor who invented a new pair of glasses that can see into the womb was measuring a limb that was mostly out in the half-emerged Bechor and wondering if he can add the minority to consider it fully born, when his assistant asked him for the glasses because he had many shilas on chatzitza regarding a Bechor being born, knowing that even if the fetus dies inside the womb, it would not be matame someone who touches it. inside, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, if an animal's fetus dies inside its womb, and the shepherd inserted his hand into the womb and touched it, the Tanakhama says whether it's a kosher or non-kosher animal, the shepherd remains tahor. Rabbi Yosef Galili says that if it's a non-kosher animal, he's tameh, but if it's a kosher animal, he is tahor.
The midwife who was given a thick piece of cake, that must be on daf ayin beis of. The midwife who was given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming tameh with the rabban, touching a dead fetus, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught, the midwife who inserts her hand into the womb and touches the dead fetus becomes tameh. The rabbis decreed tuma on the midwife because perhaps the dead fetus will put its head out of the antechamber, meaning the birth canal, and become capable of becoming matameh without the midwife realizing. No tuma was decreed on the mother because ishamar geshes ba'atzma, a woman giving birth, senses herself when the fetus's head emerges and will realize that it's matameh. Still, we can't rely on her to inform the midwife since she's preoccupied with the labor. So the midwife who's given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming tameh mid rabban by touching a dead fetus, listen in on an argument in the operating room with the shechita of the mother cow can prevent tuma status from a cutoff aver, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas if the mother shechita can remove tuma from the protruding aver. So the midwife who was given a thick piece of cake as a consolation for becoming tameh mid rabban by touching a dead fetus, listen in on the argument in the operating room if the shechita of the mother cow can prevent tuma status from a cutoff aver, and watched how the orderly demonstrated how a hospital gown ripped into two pieces is not tumas beis hasdarim, which reminds us more discusses tumas beis hasdarim and how a limb or garment is matame as it's torn away.
Daf ayin gimel. So the simur daf ayin gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes.
When the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg, that must be on daf ayin gimel. When the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before totaling it, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses yados kalim versus protruding limbs, which stand to be cut. But Meir says, kol yados kalim shen ruchos, regarding all handles of utensils which are too long, and one intends to cut off the surplus of mount, one only needs to immerse the kli in a mikvah until the measuring intends to keep, but the extra length is considered cut off and does not require tevila. The other Tana disagrees, requiring the entire kli's immersion. So when the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before toveling it, his partner who made a model of a hanging limb of an animal out of eggs to show how shechita osa nipo, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Abraham Udundal, a hanging limb, and the Malchok as if shechita osa nipo. So when the man who fashioned a giant ostrich egg into an elaborate pot marked the handle, which was too long where he was going to cut it, before toveling it, his partner who made a model of a hanging limb of an animal out of eggs to show how shechita osa nipo was dismayed when the animal he was using to copy from died, and hakol modim shemisa osa nipo, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef said in Rabbi Yochanan's name, hakol modim shemisa osa nipo, all agree that death affects halachic detachment for dangling limbs, vein shechita osa nipo, but shechita does not affect detachment.
All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions.
Which daf do you discuss shechting an uber while it's still in the mother's womb? That's on daf ayin dalet.
Good. Number 2. Which daf do we discuss whether one becomes tameh if they touch a dead fetus inside the womb? That's on daf ayin. Good. Number 3.
Which daf do you discuss why a midwife becomes tameh from touching a dead fetus? That's on daf ayin beis.
Good. Number 4.
Which daf do Malchok is about a ben pekuah, whether the mother shechita permits its fetus? That's on daf ayin dalet.
Good. Number 5. Which daf do we discuss attached fruit which become wormy? That's on daf samach zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that taurine were specified to teach that only they are fit for a carbon? That's on daf samach aleph. Good. Number 7.
Which daf do you discuss whether one can redeem a firstborn donkey with a ben pekuah? That's on daf ayin dalet.
Good. Number 8.
Which daf do you discuss yados kalim, the handles of kalim, versus protruding limbs which stand to be cut? That's on daf ayin gimel.
Good. Number 9.
Which daf do you discuss tumas beis hasdarim and how a limb or garment is metameh as it's torn away? That's on daf ayin beis.
Good. Number 10.
Which daf do you discuss Abraham Udundal, hanging limbs, and a malchok as if shechita osa nipo? That's on daf ayin gimel.
Good. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.